Chodong Soje Chonam La Chancho Bardo Dane Kepsum Dage Chinyan Jivesum Dula Penje Sanje Jubarishum Chodong Soje Chonam La Chancho Bardo Dane Kepsum Dage Chinyan Jivesum Dula Penje Sanje Jubarishum Chidong Soji Chonam La Chanchu Bardo Dhanu Kepsu Dagi Chinyin Jive Sonam Rula Penche Sanye Dubayo
Arayi Gudan Ladanu Jengi Dramado Dhamayi Ganamadan Rua Ganyi Dhanu Jizamba Dhamji Gudu Dhaga Judendo Onozo majer nangbe da donyam bi ma je da man je je don do. Soja dal di da na ma je wa ya do ba do ba don je. Chon kun se yon de kun se je kum aram bo je de nyo. Oda je ni ya do ba ja. Oda do ba ja bi ja da do ba je bo da ba ju za mo.
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, free of all the mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain this state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Tu es un homme qui a été un homme.
Taking a quotation from within the one of the sutras, then which states saying that all the Buddhas of the past and the Buddhas of the present and the Buddhas of the future, all the Buddhas of the three times, then it is by relying upon this path of the perfection of wisdom, the Prajnaparamita, by relying on this great cause and no other and by no other means, that they actualized enlightenment. So in this way, you can say that the perfection of wisdom is like the principle or the the main path of practice in both the sutra and the tantra.
So
when we talk about the paths, then there are five main paths. On the hero's path, you have the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. And then on the solitary realizer's path, you have the same path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and normal learning. So you have 10 paths of the individual vehicle, the pratyeka and the shravaka paths. Then the minor path also consists of the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of normal learning. So you have 15 paths when you add that. And then on the mantrayana too, you have the same 5 paths of a mantra. On the part of the mantrayana, you have the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of normal learning. So in this way, you have 20 paths altogether. So in amongst these, four sets of these 5 paths, then you can see all the paths of accumulation and all the paths of preparation are ordinary, are ordinary paths. And all the paths of, from the 3 later ones, path of seeing, meditation, and normal learning are known as Arya paths. Are known as Arya paths. In the ordinary path of the path of accumulation and preparation, then the trainees, they do have a realization of emptiness, but only at a generic level. They do not have a direct realization of emptiness. And so for this reason, the first 2 paths in all these 4 sets of 5 paths then are ordinary paths. And then path of seeing onwards, because you have the direct realization of emptiness, then you gain the Arya ground. So all the 3 later paths in all of these 4 sets are known as Arya paths, superior beings paths. Then of course in the case of the hearers and solitary realizers, then there is no application of the 10 bhumis, the 10 grounds. But in the context of the 5 paths applied to the Mahayana path and the Mantrayana path, then you apply. There is an application of these 10 grounds. So when you enter into the path of seeing on the Mahayana path or the Mantrayana path, then path of seeing is equivalent to attaining the first of the 10 bhumis, the first ground.
Then 我觉得电力上就是这样的，我觉得他把生命上就有二的，他把钱币上就的上就全部认定的，我在想就的嘛，如果个人生的，把他发现个人能够有定的。
So in the same way, when we do the mantra in the Heart Sutra, Tayata Gate Gate Paragati Parasangati Bodhisattva, the first gate refers to that one should go to the path of accumulation, to not remain in cyclic existence, for it is an existence in the nature of suffering. So go to path of proceed to the path of accumulation. Then the second gate refers to from the path of accumulation, then that one should proceed to the path of preparation. And at the path of preparation, one's realizations with regards to realizing emptiness is just a generic realization of emptiness. One realizes emptiness only at a generic level. So then, at the third paragate, gone beyond. Paragati says then from this state of a generic realization of emptiness, then to proceed to the path of seeing, directly realizing emptiness. And then the third Parasamgati, gone thoroughly beyond, refers to proceeding to the path of meditation and Bodhi, or the enlightenment. You have enlightenment on all of these three vehicles, the individual vehicle, the Mahayana vehicle and the Mahayana vehicle. But the Bodhi here in the context of the Mahayana path then refers to the great enlightenment. So you have the nirvana in the nirvana in the hero's path, and you have nirvana in the solitary realizer's path. Then you have the great nirvana or the parinirvana in the Mahayana path. That is known as the great nirvana, because in attaining the enlightened state through the Mahayana path, one has gone beyond the two extremes of the extreme of cyclic existence and the extreme of nirvana's peace. Whereas when one attains the nirvana in the hero's path and solitary realized path as a Pratyeka Buddha or a Shravaka Buddha, then it is a limited state of enlightenment, because although one has proceeded beyond the extreme of nirvana, yet one has yet to surpass the extreme of one's own individual peace. So therefore, the great enlightenment here, the parinirvana, refers to the enlightenment attained on the Mahayana path.
Ojida 我觉得你这个家里我觉得他们这边人把街道我觉得你这个他把钱不他很多的我你不光也那样去撒切了我这边撒切我的他把钱不都在把他把钱不拉有的我拉样有的你把银白银的他点这个国里觉得很多的我就让这边人把这些的这么你他这里告诉他把他告诉
So you have the 15 paths on the the 5 paths of the hearers, the 5 paths of the solitary realizers, and the 5 minor paths. Then you have the 15 paths based on the sutra. Then when you add the 5 paths of the mantra, then you have the 20 paths, 4 sets of 5. And on these paths, then again, what needs to be emphasized that one cannot accomplish these paths solely on the basis of the profession of wisdom alone. It has to be a combined, unified practice of both method and wisdom through which one progresses on the graduated stages of these paths. And then, you have the 10 grounds and the 5 paths that are applied to both the sutra and the tantra. So, the minor paths and the mantrayana paths. Then, those paths are progressed on the basis of what is known as the 10 grounds and the 5 paths. And so these are the stages as to how one may progress along this path. So back to the commentary then, we were talking about how to progress on the 10 grounds based on the Kalachakra system. So last time we just talked about where the point of progress is achieved on the first ground and the second ground.
When you die, the name of the Yandu, Tony, Marasan Javadi, when you die, need to say on dinner, Sonny Jim Kolo, Tenny Tivan Kolo, Tenny Nyankin Kolo, Nyanki Tankur, Tenny Number Tankur, Tenny Travel Tankur, Tenny Spurgy Tankur, and need to go de la Jim Kolo Riri Chedon, Kolo Riri Ando, Niri Shiva Yandu, that Juni Juni Jidu, the Juni Wadan Sai Juni Journey, or you die.
According to the Kalachakra system, then the attainment of the grounds are established on the basis of the piling up of the drops from the tip of the jewel to the secret place, from the secret place to the navel, from the navel to the heart, from the heart to the throat, throat to the forehead, and forehead to the crown, to the crown protrusion. So from the tip of the jewel to halfway to the secret place, and from the halfway of the tip of the jewel to the complete channel wheel of the secret place, then you have the two grounds, first two grounds, and then from the secret place to halfway to the navel, and from the halfway point of the to the navel to the complete chanwe of the navel, then you have the third and the fourth grounds. So from piling up 1,800 drops of the white constituents higher and higher from the halfway point of the wheel at the secret region, completely up to the wheel of the secret region, 1,800 periods of immutable bliss are generated serially. Generating the last period of that and attaining the second ground, the stainless, are simultaneous. And then it says that similarly, when drops of the white constituent have filled halfway and fully the wheel at the navel, bliss is generated as before, and the karmic winds and the material factors are consumed as before, and the third and fourth grounds are attained, and so on. So one extends this procedure to those above. So it is said that, so you have the white drops, piled one above the other, stacked one above the other from the tip of the jewel to the crown, and the red drops, are piled downwards from the crown to the tip of the jewel. So, in between these six channel wheels, then you have a halfway point makes up 1,800 drops, and then from one channel wheel to the next channel wheel, then it makes up 3,600 drops like that. So all in all, then it is said that when 21,600 drops of the white constituents are piled up higher and higher from the tip of the Vajra, completely up to the wheel at the crown protrusion, the 21,600 drops of the red constituent descend lower and lower from the crown protrusion to the tip of the jewel.
Tobago, Tobago, non de la ojida oma go mar kon diwa tena no jin den zaya yo ma ri si to ba di ji ben bu kam de de to ga no jin jin de la yang ji ji kam o mi kon an no jin de man zen ji se ne tin de bu go ni tau jin no jang ji zong bi jero wo se
rum shi di chobe na le
re to ba ta gal zi go poni de le ji yo ar ba jin an zi de san de lo ye na
So then it says the next in the text it says in this way when by way of binding the white and red constituents within the red constituents, so the without emission the 21,000 to 21,600 immutable blisses are complete. The two, the white and red constituents, also become non-existent. This is So all of these drops, the red and the white drops, are all serially stacked within the central channel, where it says that these 21,600 immutable blisses are complete, and the two white and red constituents also become non-existent. So, in reference to this, then there is a quotation. Because Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the stages of mantra says that when through holding the mind of enlightenment in the body without emission, immutable bliss is complete. All the material constituents are consumed, whereby the essential fluid also does not remain. Therefore, do not hold that this which becomes a vajra body of of the deity, father and mother, which is a transcendent wisdom body of realizing emptiness, a vajra body of empty form, like a rainbow, is like a vessel filled with milk. Here, Rumchi says that it should not be held as a gross body with particles. Therefore, do not hold that this which becomes a vajra body of empty form like a rainbow is like a vessel filled with milk, because it is a body without particles in the quality of rainbow. So one shouldn't think of it like a container with particles of milk, something like that.
Jabran Tanju,
So the next part, the conqueror Gyendun Gyatso, you know, raises some questions with regards to what is stated within the commentary to the expression of the names of Manjushri, and also it is also applied as a commentary to both the root tantra and condensed tantra, the commentary to what is known as the stainless light. So they are categorized as also root tantras to the Kalachakra tantra. So there's a question arising with regards to the illusory body and the clear light as the unified practice of the illusory body and clear light as practiced in the Goa Samaja, Heruka and Yamantaka, and the unified practice of the empty form body and the clear light in the Kala Chakra system, whether amongst these two systems there is the differences of one being superior or not, like that. So utilizing the resources of these commentaries, then there's Gyawa Gyendun Gyatso, who's the third Dalai Lama. You have the first Gyawa Gyendun Drup, and then second Sunam Gyatso. The third one is the Gyendun Gyatso. So these are some of the questions that has been brought up based on the commentaries. So the tantras and commentaries do not make a clear statement, like do not give an exact clear answer. And since the tantras and the commentaries do not clearly state an answer, so since there is no clear exact answer to it, these are the questions that have been brought up because there is no clean cut kind of clear answer. And likewise, the author of the text also brings up certain questions from within the culture system in relation to other tantras like the Goa Samaja, Heruka, Yamantaka, because of the points of differences that arise, then questions that are put forward by the author of the text as well. So the following are these questions, which is not clearly answered in any of the commentaries and tantras.
我记得你那也没人对待的你记，呃，有的呃，有本身就个蛮热情的，生活个这话的过，那样就讲自己的这个蛮多些的，那样自己个不要话的，我在电脑前面用电脑里用，还用电脑里听的用，我就这话你有把当，然后电脑前这话个用，就这话先去过过一个月印度，但你这话当不的。 咱顶个月里，今年几月底吧？第一是呢，咱南美几几地已经上电，就是那什么，南美几呢？几个地方等你，你来几个地方里，光在七七八阿么是？嗯，几个几地已经这当就是那什么？还几个地方是就地里七八等八八几个，这边马里是呢七七八，这样么是呢？在这个几？ 就按的前面把公园是去，去一把云南样，就跟着那样个是呢。去一把云南开朗呢，当不得那南面进入南极这把早年也是。第三就是嘛，啥不？南极这把的早餐呢，整个就那么了，一年你个人就跟那个是，那么去不了，那么去不了吧？就一把印度，等你个人就过问这个是呢，就在那个这把就当有定。
So here the question is raised and a slight answer is given to the like a slight answer meaning maybe the answer is like this kind of like that and then for again you know based on the great commentary to the tantra known as the expression of the names of Manjushri and again from there two more questions are brought forth due to two more questions are brought up from those commentaries as well. The main question here is, you know, whether with regards to the immutable great bliss, which is in the Kali Chakra system, and the innate bliss in the general highest yoga tantra systems of Guha Samaja, Hiruka Chakra, somewhere like that, innate bliss or the simultaneously born great bliss, innate bliss, whether there is a difference of, you know, one being superior than the other, or is there no difference at all? And if you say the immutable great bliss as taught in the culture system, then if that is a superior one, then does that mean that after having trained in the general highest yoga tantra system, that one should now, you know, because establishing it to be a superior form of bliss, then should you have to engage in the Kali Chakra system again like that? So these are the questions. Is the immutable bliss of the Kali Chakra system superior to the innate bliss of the general highest yoga tantra system, or is there no difference? If it is the first case, meaning that if the immutable bliss of the culture system is a superior, then that would mean that having completed the progress on the paths of the general highest yoga tantra, then one would have to enter the paths of Kali Chakra.
我记得就去去去一把有那点点几个人，但去一把没有你个，一般人也那样，你把点呢？我记得最近过了领导了，就黄埔那黄埔德沃那黄埔人，你个立即黄埔德沃的立家了点吧的，黄埔人个一家了点吧，黄埔桥的几把的，就个小姐前面了点吧，谁呢？人把什么商业有啊的？但你把点呢？去没把人呢？立家当一家了点。 你来季节地方，参见什么头奖？第三个门主吧，当时就吵架了。第三个吵架的吵架节目上有个有话的，因为我讲不吵架了，但你门主的地方这个谁啊的，另外个人有话的也是呢，稀少是，但多半同伙人在把的，也把跟你讲，就他们那，我你这家伙对了，但来讲是就些个颜色呢的，但咱跟过去的上有个。
So then, if it's the second case, which is if there is no difference, if it is the second case, that meaning if there's no difference, then although one had attained fully qualified innate bliss in dependence upon an action or a wisdom seal, what sense would there be in achieving immutable bliss in dependence upon a seal of empty form, the mere innate bliss supposedly not being sufficient. So in relying upon the seal or the mudra, in relying upon seal, you then you have, in accordance with the practitioner's mental capacity, for those of lower mental capacity, then those of medium mental capacity, capacity, then they rely on an action mudra, and then for those of the medium, they rely upon a wisdom seal, and then for those of the highest capacity, then they rely upon the what is known as the great seal of the empty form. So you have this kind of in accordance with the capacity, then you have various seals, mudras employed on the path. So it's saying that if there is no difference, then although one had attained fully qualified innate bliss, independence upon an action or a wisdom seal, what sense would there be in achieving immutable bliss, independence upon a seal of empty form, the mere innate bliss supposedly not being sufficient? So this is the question.
So
to this objection, a brief reply is offered. It's a partial answer to the concern, to the question. So it is saying that in these two types of blisses, the immutable great bliss of the Kalaja system and the innate bliss of the simultaneously born great bliss or innate bliss of the general highest Yogacantra system, then there is no difference of one being better or the other being worse. There is no difference like that, and both of these are a path or a means to eliminating the two types of obscurations quickly, and that in generating these two blisses, in causing these two blisses, then is within the mind, in the subject mind, experiencing this bliss, then that this bliss has to be expanded or enhanced or increased on the basis of the bodhicitta, by increase. And what is different is the causes generating that bliss in the Kalachakra system. And the way to enhance that kind of bliss, of the, you know, the white bodhicitta. The way, the path or the means by which this is, you know, you have two different ways of causing this bliss, bliss to enhance. That is how basically it is answered here, saying there is no difference of better or worse with respect to the two, the innate bliss of the procedure of the general highest yoga tantra and the immutable bliss of this system, the Kalachakras. However, while those two paths are generated as having the capacity to exhaust quickly the two obscurations or obstructions, they have two different causes. Because although the necessity to increase the mind of enlightenment, the kunda flower-like basis of bliss, in order to generate a greatly powerful bliss, is the same for both systems. They have different causes for increasing the mind of enlightenment, meaning the you know, the subject mind of great bliss. They have different causes for enhancing this bliss. So here it is said that in the Kala Chakra system, one cannot just rely on the action mudra alone, on the action seal alone, or one cannot rely on the wisdom seal alone. In the Kala Chakra system, for this experience of enhancement of the bliss, then one has to rely upon the great seal of the empty form.
Oji da dina chigdan da dini da lami chandru tharna kanda tabi shangsam jivar shiba te la jigwa niga nanda yandini. Shangjib ka samji taba di jirdaan jigam hampo rapa lu di yinba yandu lu yinbi hampo tanchi ji oji ka lu rapa hampo tanchi ji lu tiwa si gudi si li tiwa si du oji da li ka nishin rapa jiva ji gogari si tiwa si ji di jiva tan yandu jiga pana jigam chotan la oji ka da zigbu Nango, Jibanaji, Rita, Tosin Raw Chansonayan, Tosin Chigua, then Totena Gugu, Yorabe, Tinoja, Litivashi, Goody, Litiago, Tondo, Choba, Samson, Chuchigu, Choba, Yugi, someone you have come this on, Tumiko, Choba, Shenda, Tumiko, Choba, Samson, Sambo, Koyan, Rama, Chichita Java, Dershi, Lodan Tambo, that Choba, some Koran, Sheba, you song you are, yes, in it, or that in the Jusanjang.
So then it says, moreover, according to Kala Chakra, one is said to generate a greatly powerful bliss in dependence on piling up the mind of enlightenment, the white drops, white bodhicitta, that is known as the kunda flower-like basis of bliss, higher and higher in the pathway of the central channel without it spreading to other places. For that, a mere action or wisdom seal is not sufficient. One must depend upon an empty, which is known as the great seal, the empty form seal. So according to the procedure of the general highest yoga tantra with respect to causing the spreading out of the kunda flower-like mind of enlightenment, is the white bodhicitta. Since the root of the mind of enlightenment is the body which is the sense powers, sensory powers, along with their basis, must be increased. It is said that for that purpose, one performs any of the three deeds. Referring to Rumchi Tulche da Tulme da.
Ori Choba Sana Tujiji Choba Tumiji Choba Shanda Tumiji Choba.
The conduct with elaboration, the conduct without elaboration, Shinda Tulme Choba and the conduct without elaboration. The extreme conduct without elaboration. You have a better word, George?
Extremely without elaboration.
Say that again.
Extremely without elaboration.
Yeah, extremely without elaboration. These types of conducts were with elaboration, without elaboration, and extremely without elaboration. An example of that would be like in the case of like Shantideva during his lifetime at the monastic university. You know, he was recognized externally for the three things he did all the time. You know, eating, sleeping, and going to the restroom. You know, but what Shantideva engaged in the form of practice is in the clear light of the dream, and in the clear light of the dream, then engaged in what is the third, you know, the extremely without elaboration in that third mode of the conduct. So here, just by clarify on this. So according to the procedure of the general Highest Yoga Tantra, with respect to causing the spreading out of the Kunda flower-like mind of enlightenment, since the root of the mind of enlightenment is the body which is the sense powers along with their basis must be increased. It is said that for that purpose, one performs any of these three deeds. So for our mind to function well, we need a body which is healthy, strong, and vital, like that. So in order to go through the experience of causing the spread of the, you know, the Kunda flower-like mind of bodhicitta, the white throughout the body, then, you know, to enhance upon this experience of the higher and higher states of bliss, then, this mind of enlightenment, which is in the body, since this needs to be increased, then this bliss needs to be enhanced, then for that it is said that for that purpose one performs any of the three deeds.
When you look at the life story of the great Indian Mahasiddhas like Tilopa Naropa, you know, Tilopa used to, this kind of millet or mustard seed from which you extract oil. He used to do this job. Sesame seed from which you extract oil. And then for 12 years, he would go straight to sleep like that. Tilopa, that was Tilopa's way of life.
Then the next part again the same the same king of conquerors, meaning the third Dalai Lama again raises the next question, saying, is there a difference in the empty form body which is generated at the stage of the fifth branch yoga, which is the subsequent mindfulness, and at the time of the sixth, which is meditative stabilization, whether there is a difference in the empty form body generated at the stage of the fifth, and that generated at the stage of the sixth branch yoga of meditative stabilization. So that's the first question.
So the first question is in the meditation of the empty form body at the fifth branch yoga and at the time of the sixth branch yoga, whether there's a difference in that empty form body which is meditated upon. And then the second question that he brings up is with regards to the highest general highest yoga tantra, the system of Goa Samaj Heruka Yamantaka. You have the stage of completion and at the stage of completion has five stages, and at the third stage you have the illusory body. So when initially, when it is first generated, it is you generate the impure illusory body. So then the question is, what's the difference in the illusory body generated at the third stage and that generated at the fifth stage? Those are the questions. So is there or is there not a difference between the two, the empty form body on the occasion of subsequent mindfulness and the empty form body on the occasion of the branch of meditative stabilization, and the second, the illusory bodies of the third and fifth stages explained in other highest yoga tantras?
The question is there a difference or is there no difference? So, and if first is the case, that if a difference exists, then there would be a difference of the superiority and inferiority, etc., with respect to the two form bodies. the two form bodies, meaning the Sambhavakaya and the Nirmanakaya, the complete enjoyment body and the emanation body, for which the two bodies at the time of the path act as the individual substantial causes. You know, also, how could one assert the emphatic statement that the fundamental wind, which is the mount of the mind of clear light, you know, acts as the substantial cause of a Buddha's form body?
So if you accept that there is a difference,
then it would mean you have to establish, you know, superiority and inferiority with respect to the two bodies in Sambhavakaya and the Nirmanakaya whole bodies. So then, if you accept the second point that there is no difference in the empty form body or the no difference in the illusory bodies of the if you accept that no difference exists, then one would have to assert that the body of the empty form is achieved from the fundamental wind. However, there are no explanations like that by any reliable person. Also, the basis for achieving the body of empty form is said to be achieved from the improvement of the appearance of the father and mother kala chakra, which dawns at the time of individual withdrawal, by the later branches, meaning concentration and vitality stopping, whereby either that body of empty form at the time of individual withdrawal is achieved from the fundamental wind, or one must demonstrate a clear position together with a source that although the body of empty form is not achieved initially, it is the same as achieving it at some occasion of the path.
So it says that with respect to this qualm, it is difficult to offer a decisive answer along with the source. Therefore, if once again the question is offered up to those possessing the eye of doctrine,
Khedrumchi's great commentary on Kala Chakra and the many notes on the six yogas agree in saying that on the occasion of subsequent mindfulness, the yogi him or herself rises in the empty form body of Kala Chakra as father and mother. In fact, So with regards to the second question that is raised, if there is no difference, then what is saying that, you know, both the empty form and the illusive body as taught in the, you know, the other highest yoga tantra systems, then both of them must be established through the you know, the primordial wind, or here what is mentioned as being the fundamental wind. So even though initially the empty form body and the illusive initially, you know, it might not be, you know, achieved or attained from this you know, the primordial wind, from this fundamental wind, but later on in the path, it becomes transformed into that nature of that fundamental wind or the primordial wind. So usually we say, you know, the illusory body is brought on by the very subtle wind and mind, and of the very subtle wind and mind, its cause is the wind. Whereas in the case of the empty form body in the Kala Chakra system, then the cause for that is not the wind, the subtle wind, but it is what is regarded as, when one is meditating, you know, the appearance of the deity, in the culture, the empty form is said to be achieved from the improvement of the appearance of the father and mother deity, which dawns at the time of the individual withdrawal, withdrawal by the lay. So basically, you know, it is the, you know, the empty form body in the Kala Chakra system is basically the appearance of the deity, father and mother, and the improvement of the enhancement or the improvement of this appearance is what establishes the empty form body. So the So here the question is being said, you know, can you, you know, with regards to, for example, if you're saying the wind, the subtle wind is the main cause for the illusory body, then to say exactly when at the when along the stage of the path, when does this illusory body become transformed in the nature of the wind, when does it happen? So to apply, you know, to give the logic or the, you know, to give a scriptural quotation to establish that. So, like that, these are the questions coming. So Rumchen is saying, to use an ordinary example would be like, for example, when we look at the television and you see all the mountains and lakes of another country and all the people and all their sounds. So, you know, and when we ask what is the cause of this people with all the sound that they're making, you know, are the causes for this just the wind or just the appearance of it? You know, so to say it is just merely the appearance also does not qualify. To say its cause is just the wind or the energy alone, it's not. And when you hear the sound in the television, it is a reflection of the sound, but it's not the real sound like that. So a similar type of a question is being asked here. So, for example, when you look at the television and you see the person, you see the people, but it's not the real people, it's just a reflection of the people. But you have the complete recognition of who the individuals are, even though it is a reflection of the people. In the same way, when you hear them talk in the television, it's not a real sound. The real sound of the people talking is you need a tongue, you need the throat, you need all the windpipes and all this. That makes the real sound. But you say that's a reflection of the sound. Yet, you know, even though it is a reflection, it conveys all the effects of the actual sound, you know, the message and everything. So all this is brought about on the mount of a wind or energy. So similarly, you know, we say the illusory body, you know, is established by the causes of such wind, you know, by the causes of such wind. And so in the Kalachakra system is saying this wind is not the real wind. You know, it is just the mind's appearance of that wind. Kind of like that.
어제 나딘다고 전이 좀 닫으지 마. 소바지가 형이 뭐 이래. 텔레비전한 거 이게 가르치고 따디 따 테니바 예만다. 이게 영디 이게 다 미미끼디 다 다디 다 테니바 예만.
It's just like, you know, this kind of debate that is being brought up here, it's like someone debating whether the horse in the televisions, on the television screen, whether that's a real horse or not, or whether the sound of the person talking in the television, whether that is a real sound. It's just like that. So it says, with respect to all these qualms or questions, it is difficult to offer a decisive answer along with a source, meaning quoting a scriptural source to substantiate it. And so so again, there's another question that comes up again. If once again the question is offered up to those possessing the eye of doctrine, Kedrumchi's great commentary on Kalachakra and many notes on the six yogas of Naropa agree in saying that on the occasion of subsequent mindfulness, the yogi himself or herself rises in the empty form body of the Kalachakra father and mother, in fact. Also, Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the sixth mantra says that the empty forms such as smoke, you know, where you experience the 11 signs, are transformed higher and higher. The appearance of one favored deity as father and mother with empty form on the occasion of the six branches in the uncommon proximate is the uncommon proximate cause of the vital body, which is the effect. So it's saying that as one progresses along the experience of the 11 signs, then the quality of the meditation becomes more and more profound or much more clearer. Likewise, when one goes through the training of the six as one progresses along each one of these branch yogas, then by the time one comes to the by the time one comes to the sixth branch, then you know that's the highest quality. That is what becomes the uncommon cause for the Vajrabhaji, the appearance of one favored as father and mother with empty form on the occasion of the six branches is the sixth branch is the uncommon proximate cause of the Vajrabhaji, which is the effect. But at this time, which is mere appearance, and the body has not become a body of empty form. In fact, because it's a mere appearance, and the body has not become a body of empty form because the material constituents have not been consumed. Therefore, since in order to achieve that body, the body which is a collection of minute particles must deteriorate. The material constituents are consumed through binding the mind of enlightenment without emission in the body. So when you look at Khedrumchi's great commentary on the Kala Chakra, and then and the notes on the six yogas, then when you look at Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra, then with regards to these points, it looks as if there is a point of contradiction. It looks as if there's a point of contradiction, but to understand how there is no contradiction in amongst these texts is that here, in order to attain the exalted body, the empty form body, then what needs to be consumed are the material constituents of the body. These needs to be consumed in order to attain the Vajrabhaji or the empty form body. And so in meaning, it does not contradict. And then there is the analogy having to consume the material constituents of the body, but also one needs to enhance through enhancing the mind of enlightenment in the white bodhicitta, without enhancing that without emission in the body. And so the analogy utilized here is just as iron is transmuted into gold by the force of alchemy. So like this example of transforming base material into gold, like this process, then through consuming the material constituents within the body, and through enhancing upon the bliss drops, or the white bodhicittas, then without emission, that is how one attains or accomplishes the empty form body. So in this way, it's saying that, when you understand this example and this meaning, then there is no contradiction in these two texts. So the next question is, when does the empty form body of the deity father and mother is actually established or achieved? So from the text, it looks like at the time of the subsequent mindfulness, there is the arising into the empty form body of the deity, culture of the deity father and mother, and then at the sixth branch yoga, which is the meditative stabilization, it looks like as if that is when it is actualized. So here the question is, thus Tsongkhapa says that the material constituents must be consumed to achieve a body of empty form, in fact. Thus, what is the mode of non-contradiction of the two statements? From what point is a divine body of empty form achieved, in fact? So that's the first question. And then the other says, in any case, in accordance with the statement in the same King of the Conquerors, the third Dalai Lama's commentary on expressing the names of Manjushri, that very subtle mind of clear light is generated in the entity of the supreme immutable bliss. Is there or is there not a time when the fundamental wind, which is the primordial wind, which is an undifferentiable entity with that very subtle mind of clear light, becomes a body of empty form? That's the second question. Because the this mind of clear light, the great Mahamudra of the clear light, this great bliss of mind, because it is totally unified with the wind. So the question is saying, when does it become a body of empty form? Since a clear source is not apparent, how could it be suitable for one like myself to decide the limits? This is written with the hope that it will become a mere door of analysis for the intelligent. So that's how it's left. So. So we'll stop here, and Rinpoche says if you have questions, you can ask now.
To put what we're talking about in more scientific terms or modern terms, is the atoms that make up our body, when one gains enlightenment, are those atoms transmuted to energy?
When one gains enlightenment.
Yeah.
Sukrapachiva, di tulten zirwa, rumcheta, and so sangebe, nekapso, sukrape, sukrape drube, tulten soshapchorwa, di pa, chick lung, lung soch yugo resa.
Oji daji, ni karzigo, the zonji, jilu adima, nam sanjiwa, kapso, Lu Rapa did on Riva Machiji Vardu, then you got Dachanos in and Lu Rapa don't Lu Jilu Lunigan Driva, you ding in Driva and Jito de Machini, Lu Rapa de Uji, Sanjango Tonda and Jena, you can Driva, you ding, Tonda Manjiva, you know, Lu Rapa Gadon, Lu Tamu, then you can Jito, Chini, Lu Rapa de Marizavana, but you cousin of the Zavana, that cousin Tamu de Jilu, cousin Timu in Jerusalem, you are.
Rumji says we would say like in the case when one is enlightened, one's gross body is transformed into the illusory body. And Rumji says like, you know, while we are alive, then there is a connection between the gross body and the illusory body, and you know the two of them together perform activities benefiting sentient beings. But when we die, the gross body is left behind.
When I go to the Nangans and I go to the Terminal, then I go to the Jiluga Luda Vadi, my Zagna, Jiluga Kluding over Jer, the Jeruka Kazu, that with the Zangati, Sedaya and Ramana, the Gonzar, the Bayerna, Nangans and Kaluri, the Dujing and Ziji, whatever. That is Kaluda Vadi. Tamaraga to swim on Sula, do chicken wonder what you're doing. That don't go combat of a cause, Karizago, Jambadi, and Stag and Jamaticamar, Kulura Badan, when you gamma Kakanda or Tardi, you see, Chiaji or Jigatana. Nam Sinayan, Kulura Baba, what they don't, that Pombo Dini, Kakata and Vanaji Okumindu. Zonjila Nyamden Jeraji, then you call you Rabadim or Parasino, or Judas and Jangan Rosan de Jiosiki or what that was a Chandraji in Giosari. Daddy Kanzonda would shoot the Radik non Kawandiga.
Rumcha says, the gross illusory body would be your ordinary body, and you have your subtle illusory body. So, like for example, in Nepal, there's this, when Nagarjuna passed away, then his gross body was transformed in the view of the ordinary people's mind into a stone statue, and of course the illusory body then is not the subtle illusory body is not there. Like that. So Rumcha is talking about, you know, when Nagarjuna passed away, there's the story of how a blade of grass, you know, severed Nagarjuna's head from the body. And so, then again, the story of how they were kind of put together and again, was placed there for the activity of benefiting sentient beings like that.
Don't some yogis actually transmute their whole body, they just like leave their fingernails and hair behind
that song get to come kulu mashabal pig in the look you in the glass.
That in a city, you are the dead, it's hidden in the Yuayan, Manayanaji, Toba, Kajukashana, Perdina, Tradon, Samosa, Jacques, you are.
There are stories like that, like for example, when you go to in the Vajugni's pure land, you know. Then, you leave behind only the hair and the nails or something like that.
Then you rabu kalu yena ji dittharam diwa kombo ji yengu yuwa riwa o ji dai isi ji kayen ba yendu dittharam diwa kombo mi sang jo yuwa ri yang ji kalu tu so ji jagar ge jerbu ji ge kalan da wo kalu ge karisi go da kombo da wo di meter ta shini che ji ra gu ni jaga yin se ji di tu su
So Rumchi says, when you talk about a gross body is made of a collection of many atomic particles that make up this gross aggregate. And a Buddha's body is supposed to be a holy body which has been transformed from a transcendental wisdom mind. An enlightened body is a transformation of the mind of, an exalted wisdom mind. And of course, then you have the story at that when they cremated the Buddha's holy body, then, it was divided up into eight parts because the cremation was attended by these eight kings and they kind of shared from the cremation all this. And so there's a saying that, that was just emanated for the benefit of sentient beings, for benefiting sentient beings. So like that, to say it's like this or like that, definitively it's difficult like that.
When I tell you, you know, television, you know, when I'm good, you know, then I'm good, you know, the new time, your mother, the money, I'm saying, I see my
It's just like, the same question of like when you talked about the people in the television, are they real, or the sound in the television, is it real or is it just a reflection? And then if you go either way, you end up with a lot of hassles.
The example of the oil, making oil, I missed that.
Tilopa, the kare num til dun che shubres anya dita an lo chuni nyesim che shubres se jara tin ni dum de kare re asa
and the nam tel dina de yo pi ba do ji ga
na no kyu na te di ti lu kyu ti so ya ki ta mi yu ti khare su ta pa
wa ji da de zo ma ji ji lu jin ji ba de zo mi ji ba de se ji di tu mi ge sho ba
It's like Rumchi says, we were talking about that biography in the context of the three types of deeds, with elaboration, without elaboration, and extremely without elaboration, we were talking about that. So you have like in the life story of Tilopa, at one point he's sleeping for 12 years. Then at other times you see him grinding these seeds to extract oil. Then you think, is he doing that or is he doing something else? Are we just seeing that appearance of him grinding those oil, seeds for oil, or does it have some other great, like that. These are the different types of the modes of the conducts, So when we, for example, you take the life story of Ralotsava Daujatav, in one of his songs of spiritual experience, he talks about having killed 13 Vajra holders together with Marpa's son, Dharmadotte. And he says, I have no regret even if I go to hell, for what I've killed are just the appearances, what appeared to my mind. So, those are the types of khandas you're talking about, Okay.
when was talking about the two bodies at the time of the pact, that act as the individual substantial causes of the Sambhogakaya and the Nimanakaya. It's on the back of 44. It just says that it's on our page 64 at the bottom. Does that mean, what are these two substantial causes? Does it mean the empty form is, in general, is the cause of one of the two bodies, and the illusory body is the cause of the other? Or is the impure illusory body the cause of one of the
adult bodies? Dengen zeng di kap ki tongsu ge ku le chome di kasa tongsu chome ku da da gyulu ge des rimba sumba da rimba ngabe ka bi gyulu le chik di chik sha ya ra di nyelengi nyelendi di 44 which 44
Ori landi jikani bodi nyelne so soru shiva asiti. O dati landi jizadu na ji tujin kolu lila ji tengen nanga yanaka kapka niri ton di jitenga yanaka jitenga kapta yanaka dhiba tengen nanga kapka shardin yuka tanzika kani bodi ti ya chikji. Ji teni Sawan Dibala Sabani Sanjavago, Rumba Samba Jalu Dang, Nava Jalu, what that thing you put in Yernes or
so
are you
see? So they're saying, like, you know, with regards to the empty form body at the fifth stage and at the sixth stage of the six branch yoga, that their substantial causes are, are exclusive, meaning like its own individual substantial cause.
You mentioned the
Sambhogakaya
and the Nimanakaya.
The longu da tuku ni le ta sangen shawore se chawa. Tika.
Ari da zikku ni la se du, zikku ni se jiti, jika karizuwa tujin kuru kamni sangwa zikku te dang, jika da de sang ni samga kamni sangwa jilu chi zikku ni yuwa rwa. Wada tenyang chongmen yuwa asi.
It's like saying, you know, the two bodies, the two form bodies of the in the Kala Chakra system, and the two form bodies in the general High Yoga Tantra system, whether there is a superiority or inferiority in between these two systems.
What is the substantial
cause for?
If we just talk about Kala Chakra, what's the substantial cause of the
Nirmanakaya
and what's the substantial cause of the
Sambhogakaya?
Kwan
sana, Tugogi
lukla,
any, Rumbuchi, the Longu da Tugu Nyelen Kharishawlesa. Wajida de, you got to go, Longu da Tugu, you got Ziki and Bayandu, Ziki Nyelena, you got that, Tonzuku Ki, no Chadi.
The mere appearance in Kala Chakra. Because in Kala Chakra, the two form bodies, Nirmanakaya and the Sambhogakaya, both are form bodies. Because they are both Rupakayas, form bodies, so the substantial cause would have to be the mere appearance, Tongsuk. The mere appearance of the empty form body. And in the highest yoga, general highest yoga tantra system, there is a substantial cause for the two form bodies would have to be the subtle wind and mind. Of the subtle wind and mind is the wind.
Yer non zam dan, non a zam de, non a zam dan, dra zam dan, mata a zam dan, deva zam sen, ou da tanzuk king ou renjeria de, yer non zam de njayangi. Pas du da, des anjou dan so yana, non sem nisichi, non rang de jayangi.
So in Kala chakra is the mere appearance, mere appearance to the mind of the object, the sound, like that. It's the mere appearance, it's the main cause, is the main cause of the form body or the empty form body. And then in the general highest yogatanta systems, then is the, you know, the subtle wind and mind of the two, then it is primarily the wind. Okay, go ahead.
I understood somewhat that once, only after the two side channels are completely stabilized and entered into the central channel.
The winds.
Yeah, that's right. Could one begin serious practice? Is there in the Guhya Samaja, would there be any point for a practitioner at a lower level that did not have the wind stabilized? And we're talking about, I think, one of the manifestations is that there's no more breathing. That at that point you're not breathing, you're in meditative absorption. So if you're not at that point, is there a point in doing a visualization before then, as a means of familiarizing oneself with the practice? And the second part of that is,
first question, you're asking, like,
you know, if you have yet to achieve, which means third and the fourth yogas you're talking about, so, you know, stopping vitality and retention. So you're saying, if you're not at that level, is there a point to doing visualizations before that? Is that your question? Guhya Samaja is different. When you talk about the channels, you're talking about the Kala Chakra system. We haven't talked about Guhya Samaja. Guhya Samaja is illusory body.
When you see the empowerment for that, then I'm assuming there's some parallelism in stabilizing the energies into the central channel.
Rumchi Kransana, the soksul da the zimbe kapsuta lungi don the sam shaura the ta lung don and the temba te ma thope ngola rumchi inde khaje sag gomne kevan ke yorwes and did awe nyamlen the sound of the jawra china khadi kap su chowa re sa
no ri ta zwan nu wa la jawa yin na dan da kar su go no wo long wo ma si ni tham sum go ti long wa sum yi wa re wa long wo ma si bu si ba ti long wo kam da ji ri si ba ri ni ba ti long wo kam da ji ni wo sa re wa
so the Rumichi said the equivalent point in the Guhya Samaja process would be when you have been able to abide the winds in the central channel. That would be that. So in the Kala Chakra, it would be third and fourth yogas. It's like you have completely entered the winds to full measure. You have you have the abiding of the winds within the central channel in full measure, and have yet to achieve the dissolving of the winds. So that would be, that wherever that is in the Guhya Samaja would be its equivalent. Okay.
I'm wondering if it's possible for women to be able to practice this level, because you seem to have to be able produce a lot of quiet drops.
Kwangi, in this case, Pumegi Tenlaya and Tugogi in the Tele Kamadas Shusha Mambushu Sawa, and Kwang Mixkan and Tele Kabusuka, the Mambusa with that Pumegi Tenlaya in the Dup 2 hours.
Come,
Rinpoche says, you know, because as human beings, the main thing is you have both the essence of both the two drops, the white and the red. And in the woman, you have a stronger white constituent, red constituent. And so because of that, the white constituent doesn't become apparent. You do have both of the two constituents. It's just like, you know, if you have two colors of paints, white paint, you have very little, and you have big red paint, then even though you have white paint, you know, it's transformed into the color of red, you know. You have a lot of red paint and little of the white paint. Go ahead.
With the expression of simultaneously born great bliss, what exactly is the great bliss simultaneously born with?
생기기 되었어요, 저와. 생기기 되었어. 생두께베 되었.
가르르
I just use the simultaneously born great bliss, but it's what it means is like uncreated, uncontrived, kind of innately there. And Rinpoche used the example of, like, for example, you know, when you have children, a young baby, you know, and when it wants to feed, you know, it cries. And then, of course, when the baby is fed, then, you know, there's a kind of a satisfaction in the child, and shows the expression of being very satisfied, or joyful, or blissful. So that is like some that kind of bliss which is there, with, you know, without being sort of created, there primordially or innately. That's how it is. The 생기기 되었게 저도 기억하려서
되게 제디 지금 엄마가 언니 엄마가 엄마 말하고 가서 무 진짜지 말 등한도 그냥 그 이거 진디 엄마로 반이 되고 디 되어도 영 진도 지와요.
In the case of the baby is getting fed. The other answer that must be very long. It's the 5 miles and the 10 grams.
Let's
stop here for this evening. So she
Lo san tembe dulme san sum ji tuve me sal ta du ne gyur chi i da mang guru ratna mandala kam ni ya dar ya mu do gu ji ni za ba gi ya wa di ten ban do wa kun la gong ben dang je ba ji zang lo san cha ba yi tembe nyim bo rin do sal je ne yo
Give us the dog, Tamche Rabdung, O Duzan Jabi, Jabat, Tamche Gin, O Gonan, Jodung, O Badi, Dagi, Give us our Tekun, Jan, Sambu, Shuja, Rabdung, O Varan, Jodung.